Let's talk about some October chores or October things that need to get done in the garden before winter comes.
Right. So this is important, especially because I know here in the Midwest, pretty soon we're going to have frozen ground, frozen what have you. And the first one that you have listed here, Joey, is to drain your irrigation lines. That's probably something you want to do like this weekend.
Now, you don't necessarily have to pull them all up. Here's what some people choose to do when draining their irrigation system, whether it's a soaker hose, drip irrigation, or above-ground irrigation. They will pressurize. They'll take an air compressor and pump air into it to blow all the water out, and then they'll leave that irrigation system on the ground. And it doesn't hurt the item at that point to just leave it on the ground as long as the water's out of it. If it's sealed up and there's water in it, as water freezes, water expands, and then pipes break and hoses break and irrigation distributors break and the whole deal. It's a big mess. So you want to be sure to drain that and also draining your rain barrel.
Right. So draining your rain barrel is important because you want to take it off of, if it's hanging from a downspout, or not hanging, but attached to a downspout, you want to remove that from the downspout and just drain it out and then put that wherever you store it, your shed or garage or basement or what have you.
Yes. And if you have bird baths, you want to drain them, or if they're, you want the bird baths to be actively used throughout the winter months, there are heaters. That's right. You can plug in. It's a heater in which it's a coil that sits in the bird bath itself, and they have different sizes for different gallon requirements or liters based on your
measure for the birds.
Based on your measurement education there. You want to purchase that. You plug it in. It's very, very good for the birds because even though it's winter and it's frozen in most portions of the country, birds still need to drink in some form or fashion, and that makes a very nice addition to the backyard when it's very cold to have the birds come. And if you have a bird feeder or feeders, and then you have that bird bath that is heated for them to consume and to bathe in.
And if you're into watching birds or just want to watch some nature, it's kind of nice, especially during those really dull days of winter. You can watch the birds come and feed and have a bird bath and enjoy themselves.
And it's a low-cost thing as well. You want to save the leaves. Let's talk about another task. Do not put the leaves in the street for the city to pick up, or do not burn them. Leaves are very beneficial to the soil life and the soil microbial life that we can utilize.
I feel like we say this a lot about the leaves.
But I still see billions of pounds in the street.
Well, that's the thing is that it's important. So maybe you've been a dedicated listener and you've listened to us every week since day one. However, if we have a new listener out there, maybe they don't know about these leaves. So I think that it's important to know that these leaves are very beneficial to your soil, to your garden. They attract worms, they compost, they break down, they feed your soil, and they're a free resource.
Yes. And even if you do not garden, don't put them in the street. What you can do is mulch them, because there are people who want a pretty yard. And if you allow the leaves to lay on the grass, it will and can damage the grass or smother it out based on the amount of leaves that have fell on the grass. You can take your lawnmower and mulch them. That will still break them down to a smaller portion, let it break down and fall into the grass itself, and that will still allow insects and bugs to have a habitat in which they can survive over the winter much easier than if you just completely wipe everything clean and then they have to find somewhere, because there are good bugs that live in your yard
in your grass. And you want to enhance the good bugs because they will get rid of the bad bugs.
And that's the thing there. Yeah, you want to protect your young plants from rodents eating on them. You can either wrap them with hardware cloth, or you can get Ivy Organics 3-in-1 Plant Guard and paint the trunk or the stem in order to protect the plants from the gnawing of insects on them. That's something you want to do. And when we do the hardware cloth or the protection, if you're not going to use the Ivy Organics, you want to go about a good foot around, take the center portion and then make sure your foot out, just so if compression happens or debris or snow pushes in on it, it doesn't get right up to the trunk or the stem where they can chew through and damage your ornamentals or your plants.
Right. So then you want to do
final harvest,
which is good. We've done ours for some. Sometimes this isn't just like a one and done
right
thing. If you have hardier plants like kale, Brussels sprouts,
parsnips, carrots,
the root crops. You can still definitely harvest those, especially in the Midwest.
And they're better after a frost.
They are better. But you might be to the point where you're like, I just want to harvest everything and be done, and that's okay, too.
Yeah. Also, in that harvesting mindset, we also have one more thing we need to plant, and that is garlic. Whether we're planting 100 bulbs or 5 bulbs, now is the time in which we need to plant garlic. And we've covered that on the program, and you can certainly search that on your favorite search engine, Planting Fall Garlic. We've done an in-garden video of that particular method, as well as we spoke about it on the program here a couple of times over the seasons that we've done here. We also do not want to clean up everything in our garden. We do not want to wipe the slate clean, till the soil over, and we'll see you in spring, because that is not good for a lot of levels here.
Right. So one thing you do want to do is if you have tomato cages or whatnot, you do want to pull those out, and maybe if they need to be cleaned
up. Do as we say, not as we do.
And then we leave our fence up year-round, our little poultry wire 2-foot-tall fence. We do leave that up year-round. Some people take theirs down. We leave ours up just because at this point it's easier, and also that way if we can't get to the garden in early spring or whatever, it prevents the rabbits from just getting in and building a home there. So that's one thing you want to do. You also want to leave the vegetation that's going to die. It's going to break down. You can also, in the spring, cut it down, whatever. Well, but right now,
if you have diseased vegetation,
you want to pull that out.
Trash that. Don't put that in the street because
normal vegetation. Yeah, you want to leave that. A lot of that stuff will continue to break down over winter or early spring, and it's good for your soil, good for your garden.
That's the thing. So you want to keep these things in mind. These are just some of the simple things in which we can do things we need to do to get our garden wrapped up and for the winter. Again, we want to make sure we're draining those rain barrels and those irrigation systems. We want to save the leaves. That's the biggest thing in which we have. Final harvest, we don't want to let those things sit. And as the frost occurs, our more tender plants are already gone in the upper portions of the Midwest. And then, but the hardier plants are good for the frost to add a little sweetness. It actually releases sugars and makes the plants a little sweeter. So that being said, do not let these things go neglected, otherwise it will affect what your garden will look like in the spring.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.